It's time for Friday's Roundup, powered by Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, Julie Karen State Farm, Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, and Syme Funeral Home. Tune in with Hank and Phil for laughs with more spark than a Friday night bonfire, plus Cooking with Hank, where dinner's the goal and chaos is part of the recipe and the word of the day. Made up live and on the spot and guaranteed to keep you guessing. Huh? Slide into the weekend with a smile. Friday's Roundup.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Yeah.
And you?
Oh, I'm all right. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You were home in bed.
Yeah, before you were done.
With your jam jams on, drinking your hot cocoa.
Yes. Yeah.
No. And I was still working hard.
I felt bad for you, Phil.
Did you?
I did.
I don't think
not you really.
Did.
Not really. Tim, I did. Tim's put some hours in this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor guy.
8 innings last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did listen to you. I listened to the final of it.
Yeah.
But I think I listened to 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8 innings. So.
Right. It was 2 hours to play 6 innings, so
okay.
It was long as it was. Then we went an extra inning too. So, and Prairie du Chien won last night. But it's kind of going to be iffy today about games. I think.
Yeah, I think it will be too. And here's the thing: if people are calling out there, you got to give us a minute until we get off the air, because it's just you and I here today, like normal.
It usually is.
Yeah, it usually is. So, but anyway. Where are you supposed to be tonight? If you're going to go anywhere, or are you going to take
Richland
tonight?
Center.
You are going to center.
Right.
With the girls or boys?
Boys.
Okay, basketball.
But we're flexible.
Yes.
Things get moved around.
Yeah.
You know, maybe doing another game.
Mm-hmm.
We're just kind of, that's how we go in the spring. You just never know. We have our bags packed and.
Oh, you have them packed for every which
point
way.
Point is where the game is.
All right, Phil, we need to go here and just go straight there. 10-4.
Oh, absolutely.
Phil will find a field somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what's neat about driving around in the country? Like all through the United States. Do you ever just drive through and just like, oh my God, there's a ballpark out in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
There's another. I mean, just look at those ballparks. It's really, really neat. There's some old-time baseball parks out there that are really neat.
Right.
I think the neatest baseball park around here, if you're looking for old-time thing, is probably Lafarge.
Mm-hmm. You have the stone bleachers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
It's a very unique place to play a baseball game, except if you're a catcher.
Oh, isn't that one about 50 feet behind?
Oh, my goodness, that is a long way.
Long ways?
I may be able to steal second base if that goes back there.
Maybe. That'd be pushing it.
It would be. So,
but there's some really cool places where they play home talent.
Yes, it is. It really is. And one of them is Hollandale.
Mm-hmm.
Right there on the corner. And it's right there in the sun. You will bake if you're an umpire. But it's just a really neat place as you go, because there's like three roads that come together and all you see is this ballpark.
Yep.
Really neat.
Blanchardville
is a really neat place to go. Yeah. And then even Dodgeville, where they play their high school games, is it Riley Field now, or is that?
Yes. Well, yeah, Riley Field. Centennial Park.
Centennial Park and
Riley Field. Yep.
Just a neat backdrop. And I think the best one of them all, honestly, Sauk Prairie.
That's got a major league field or at least a minor league field.
Well, yeah, because the poles are right there in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? I mean.
Yeah, but the outfield fence is.
Oh, my goodness, yes. It really, it's a really neat place to play. And when that play, and they pack the stands over there for hometown. So
right,
I've had the pleasure to do a couple all-star games over there with that. Just an amazing place to be.
Hard to beat Cazenovia.
Yes,
with home talent and Weston playing there too.
Yep.
But they come out. There's always a crowd there.
100. If it's a Friday or Saturday night game, you will expect people.
Yep.
Especially if they're like playing arena or. You know, somewhere close. Oh yeah, expect a crowd and good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what makes that league tick. That's for sure.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh yeah. Without question, I have a question for you today.
Uh-oh. What do you have?
If you could choose one ethical principle for the entire world to follow, what would it be? We said it the other day.
Well, we say it every day. Be kind.
Be kind.
Yeah.
Just say hi when someone walks.
Maybe
past
smile at someone.
100%. Not hard. It's not hard to show kindness.
No.
It's not.
Not at all.
I wish you would start showing. The reason I'm doing this Big Kind stuff is for you, Phil. Because behind the closed doors, it's like,
me?
Get the horn.
Oh,
get the
yeah.
Horn.
That's
get
what it is.
Get the horn.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Not.
Yep. So, no, I don't mind the smile and the hide.
Not at
I don't,
all.
I don't want you hugging me. That's all. Nope. I don't want you hugging me.
No hugs.
So, no. So, you came you, and did that yesterday.
You know, the hugs won yesterday over the handshake.
I heard that.
Very disappointing for you, isn't it?
You can't. Well, I didn't care, but you came in and hugged me. Yeah, that was yeah. That was disappointing. So,
wow. Well, Philip, here we go. You and I are both a from Arkansas. You might be from Pea Ridge, Phil, if you've ever had a corn dog for breakfast.
Oh boy, I don't know whether I have or not.
I guarantee you have growing up.
It was
especially in college.
Long time ago.
I guarantee you had a leftover corn dog.
Right.
Yeah.
And they tell me that hot honey on a corn dog is good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Uh-huh.
So they make those jalapeno
poppers?
No, it's on hot dogs, but it has a little bit of jalapeno in the batter.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, boy.
Corn dogs.
Yeah, the corn dog batter. It'll light you up.
Mm.
Good morning.
Speaking of which,
yeah. Do you know the word salary, okay, comes from sal, S-A-L, all right, meaning salt in Latin. Roman soldiers were sometimes paid in salt, hence their salary.
Interesting. I did not know that.
And you know what? That just come to me this morning and pop.
Hmm.
So
there's another one for
you. Yeah. One in every 200 people has an extra rib, Philip.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You get a bonus every once in a while.
I guess so.
All right, buddy. It's time for the Hillbilly Midnight Chicken Nugget Surprise.
I was afraid of that.
Hey, it's good, though.
Is it?
No, it really is. Get your pens, get your notebook out, because this is a really good recipe.
Write it down.
And it works.
Okay.
All right. Step one. All right. Well, here's what you're going to need. You need a can of chicken, you know, like
a can of chicken.
Like, yes, like breast, you know, like the breast chicken in a can or whatever. Drain the water out of it, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then you add your egg into that can. All right.
Does your mystery meat work that you have in your office?
You could, but yeah, it's not going to turn out the same like it. I don't know what mystery meat nugget.
Chicken of the sea.
No. Okay. No tuna for me. Step one. Crack open that can of chicken like you found a buried treasure in your backyard.
Huh.
And if you do, you're rich in poultry. You know, just step two, crack an egg right in there. If the shell falls in, that ain't a mistake. That's farm to table crunch.
Crack an egg in there. Okay.
Crack egg right into the can.
Right in the can of chicken.
You're saving dishes.
Oh,
2:30 in the morning, you're saving dishes.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Mix it up now. Not gently, not politely. Stir it like it owes you money.
Stir it up.
Now, I threw the crunch in there. If it has an eggshell in it and I taste it, I will throw everything out.
Oh.
It is absolutely disgusting.
Got to be careful.
Oh. Yes.
You wouldn't like my cooking then.
Yeah.
No.
Throw in a handful of shredded cheese, all right? If you think it's too much, it ain't. Add more cheese. Cheese is the duct tape of cooking. Remember
that. All right in the can.
All right in the can.
Okay.
Okay. Sprinkle in whatever season you find. No label, no problem. That's just called a flavor roulette.
Hmm.
Okay. I said roulette right.
Yeah.
I had a hard time yesterday when I was typing this up, Phil. Hey, nice job, roulette.
Yeah.
Now it all goes in the blender. All right. Put
in
it
in the blender.
In the blender.
Okay. Right.
Blend it until it looks like something your ancestors warned you about. Pause, stare at it, question your life choices, and then keep going on anyway. All right. You're getting ready to make something really, really good.
Hmm.
Scoop it out and form little patties with your hands. Yes, it's sticky. Yes, and it feels wrong. But what you do, just take a little scoop or and just form like a patty or something and put it right in there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. It's really good.
Huh.
All right. Yes, as we proceed, add to the air fryer. I have air fryer degrees, not oven degrees, so it may be the same, but air fryer at 400 degrees. Toss them in for about 10 to 15 minutes. Check on them about 7.5 minutes through way. Flip them if you have to. If you heard a noise outside, don't worry about it. It's probably the dog scratching at the door.
Probably.
Yeah. When they turn golden brown, that's your sign of the universe. From the universe, it says eat it. Now, you can, you know, serve with whatever dipping sauce you got, honey mustard barbecue, ranch, or that one bottle in the back of the fridge that's been there since like 2017.
Sure.
Yeah,
you know. Whatever packets you have in there.
You and I would use that sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, sweet and sour.
Yes.
Oh, Chick-fil-A sauce would be good too.
Yeah, it would be. So, result, crispy and cheesy. It's really, really, really good. Mm. And I'm not kidding you about that. So, but the big thing is you have to make sure it's all has the same texture in it. You can't leave chunks of chicken, and that's why you put it in the blender.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Slightly suspicious, but somehow absolutely delicious. Fast food can scoot on over because this right here at 2:30 a.m. gourmet with a side of bad decisions.
Oh,
it's man. A really, really good recipe. Huh. And it's something quick, especially if you have children. There's only like 3 ingredients in it.
How many patties does it make?
It just depends. If you have the big can, it can make a lot.
Big can. Yeah. All right.
So, but a lot of people just pour it in a bowl, pour the chicken in a bowl, pour your ingredients in the bowl, mix it up, and then put it in the blender. But it's very important to blenderize it.
I'm surprised you don't have any crushed up chips in there because that you usually
Well, you do. Could. You could. You yeah. can have some. It has some more texture. Hopefully it's not an egg.
Yeah, dump the bottom of the Frito-Lay bag in there or whatever you got.
But it's really, really good. You think about it. If you think about what we're doing here, we're creating a masterpiece.
A masterpiece.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, but it's really, really good chicken nuggets. So that's something that I've learned this about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, you'll have to bring some in
and you know what? It's really quick to make. Hmm. So the only thing I need is an egg and we can roll with it.
Really?
Yeah.
You just carry a can of chicken with you all the time?
I have a can of chicken, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I use it to hold up my car seat, you know, like
in the Mini Cooper.
In the Mini.
Yeah, you probably need that.
Yeah, I know. You just lean one way or the other. Uh-huh. So anyway, someone told me, hey, do you have to fill that thing up with gas all the time? Make sure the wind doesn't blow it away. I said, it helps.
Oh.
I said, but that's why I carry four concrete bricks in the back.
Well, you carry your whole wardrobe with you, too.
No, I put it in the truck because it was too small.
Oh, you had about 35 shirts
I know.
There.
I know.
Huh.
With all my baseball gear and stuff. Yeah. Like 4 pair of pants, I think there were 33 shirts. And, you know, then 2 chest protectors, 2 masks.
In case if you get dirty, then you.
Well, one's for softball, one's for baseball.
Oh, I see.
So.
Interesting.
So, anyway. Oh, the word of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can't forget the word of the day. Everybody just hanging on the edge for this one, aren't they? The word of the day is asparagus, Phil.
Asparagus.
Yes, asparagus.
All right.
It's conflicted about having to install a replacement for an airfield rubber wheel.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Do tell.
I got a flat, so I'm going to have to put asparagus on, I guess. Asparagus on. I guess.
Asparagus.
Yes. It was really tough to come up with that one. I got a flat, so I'm going to have to put asparagus.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're reaching a little bit, but
am
that's
I?
All right.
Am I?
Yeah,
well, here you go. Talk about reaching, Phil.
It's almost asparagus season.
Most hamsters only blink one eye at a time.
Did not know that.
Yep. So here you go. There you go. So
I've never been in a staring contest with a hamster.
I haven't either. I've lost, but I guess I'm going to go change my flat tire. Asparagus.
Have a good one.
Asparagus.
He's got asparagus.
Asparagus.
Oh, boy.
Asparagus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asparagus.
Be good.